President reached Goma since the volcano eruption. He went in Goma last week, in the weekend, for 2 days, and then he went to Beni. Today he's arriving in Beni, and he will meet also the President of Uganda in the border between DRC and Uganda, and then tomorrow he will come in Bunia. As you know, the North Kivu and Ituri provinces are under state of siege, so the president is visiting to do some evaluation of the state of siege.
Now, tell me what you are seeing there in Bunia and Ituri province in general.
Ituri province has many security problems, and last week there was many attacks. The army was progressing fighting the ADF Islamists. The militia of CODECO attacked in another side, and that made the army to stop a bit attacking the ADF to protect people in the north of Ituri. That's the problem of this part of the city, because CODECO are in the north of Beni and ADF are attacking in the south of Beni. So when the army is attacking, fighting with ADF in the south, also CODECO attack people in the north. So that destabilizes soldiers.
Now, what are you hearing from residents of the area, displaced people, aid agency workers? What are they telling you about conditions in the community for people?
I met today the presidents of IDPs in their camp. They have very bad conditions. They are in a bad situation because just the city of Bunia has exactly 50,000 IDPs families. So in Africa, if we can say each family has 7 people, so it's around 900,000 people living in camps with no food, with no sanitation. And those are the one who came since long time. But because of the last week attacks in south and north, that make also many people leaving their village and come in Bunia. So the situation is not good.